The UK Space Agency's got a role reaching out across government departments and government entities, working closely with colleagues at the Technology Strategy Board and at the Satellite Applications Catapult, so that policymakers and people who are looking for services for the people that they look after in their communities can start to use space-based technologies to start to help things out.
Can you give an example of one that's already in action?
Well, I mean, I've already mentioned there's a lot going on with disaster monitoring. There's plenty more that can be done around helping people who run cities, so city planning. This is in early stages, but from space you can have a really wide view look at how your city's developing. So a city like London, for example, you could start to see how land is being utilised, where traffic pinch points are, how much car parks are being used and so on. So they might seem like small things, but they all take resources from the public purse, and they all lead into how you plan a city. And there are a whole variety of space-based services which people could use to run their cities more effectively. And this is something that the Space Agency has been working with the Satellite Applications Catapult on. And there are a few local authorities and things starting to look at that process.
So, and this catapult, what does that do?
It's there to accelerate the commercialisation of space solutions. So it opened up in April this year, but it sort of existed in a kind of shadow form before then. And really their role is to really drive the growth in the downstream applications markets and to provide a kind of...
And is that the sort of apps that might end up on our phones or in our town halls?
Any sort of application, yeah, exactly. So they're there to bring together people who have got a problem with a real in-depth understanding of all the things that space technology can offer and an ability to link it up with terrestrial technologies as well. So it doesn't have to just be a space-based solution. And be able to work with people to give them the answer to their problem and a way of taking it through to market.
How does this work in terms of open government and transparency? Surely if it's all going on a satellite, then ordinary people aren't going to be able to share it.
Well, an awful lot of satellite data is available to the public now. Many of us use Google Earth, and there's all sorts of commercial operations that sell their satellite data, or where satellite data is freely available. But when you're talking about space data, it goes right through from kind of images and things like that, through to the outcome of science missions, through to the kind of experiments and activities that are happening on the International Space Station. And one of the things that we're trying to do is make that data available to people. And again, based at the Satellite Applications Catapult, there's an outfit called SEMS, which is the Centre for Environmental Monitoring from Space, and that is a housing and links to a whole load of sources of data which people can access for research purposes or to build their own applications and so on. So one way people can engage with this is there's a series of regular hackathons or inventathons where people who just can turn up with their ideas and use the data that's available to help to come up with some of the solutions for the problems that we know policymakers are facing.